towards Casey's. So okay. They had purchased, you know, all the way from the church, the old Glenn's building, all the way up to Casey's.
Okay.
Which is by far, obviously, I mean, if you're familiar with the area, that's the biggest.
You have a question?
Yes, I do have a question.
Okay, Jerry has the board member has a question.
So I have a question. Okay. I have a question when I'm looking at the square footage of the actual shopping center as to the portion that you own. Do you know how much square footage that is?
I don't. Hold on a minute. I may have it.
And do we have that sketch, Susan, on your end for that just that section?
16,434 square feet, adjusted as 16,600.
Okay, and you said the roof was bad shape. I mean, I'm assuming you.
We don't assess. We just say you have a roof, because in this county there's so many hailstorms, everything. When somebody gets a new roof, we don't account anything for that. You just have a roof.
So okay. It's not. In other words, you don't increase assessed valuation based on a new roof.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Did you have another question here?
I just need to look at this again real quick. 28,000.
We're looking at a couple of things, so just bear with us.
Okay.
So I'm going to show you the one here. When I'm looking at, this is the portion that the church owns, and that's the portion that they own. Would you say that, relatively speaking, looking at the size of those are about the same?
Yeah, is the other half about the same size as the church? In other words, the other half.
The church owns all we have there is that we don't own the
that end piece.
Oh, it's not the health, the tank in the health office there. We just have the Family Dollar and the thrift store and the billiard place.
So how many? Do you know how many square feet the church was? Just out of curiosity.
I don't. I thought I had it in this paperwork, and I do not have it.
Okay, so we're taking that out.
I was just trying to get a proportion,
right?
You know, type
because
of thing.
Because this is showing me 28,000.
David, we also own the liquor store out front, and where Greenway is, Dr. Click's office. That building, we also own it as well.
Correct. Right out front on the highway there. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Correct. Yeah, no, I get that. And that's not included in my number.
So the square footage of the church is 28,972, adjusted area 29,680.
But do you see, this is showing 16.
Yeah.
And that's showing 29. But maybe a bit of credit.
Plus all of the other stuff out there.
So the appraised value on the church is $805,381.
Okay.
So roughly in line with the sale price.
Okay, and it's 28,000 square feet. So that's roughly 285. That's where I was trying to get my numbers. So, if I took the square footage of the church and divided that out and take the square footage of his, oops, 16,000, not 1,600.
Well, plus he's got the other buildings.
Right. No, I'm just comparing that one up first.
I think approximately we have 17,250 square feet on the buildings.
Times
285. I just went through and figured it.
That's all the buildings combined, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think I thought the other section between the church and the health department was 16. Is that right? Is that what you told us?
I may have. Hold on a second.
The Family Dollar part. And if you go on Beacon, it shows everything. It shows the store and the base area. It shows the service station.
Yeah, she's on there. She's
all
on
of
there.
That.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm on there.
Okay.
So the church is at $28.57 a square foot. So we took 70, he said 17 something.
Well, the actual, I think where the Dollar General is 16.
And so
yeah, I think that's what I'm coming up with, too.
So if I take it at the same price as what the church sold for, that's what it would come up to, which is where his value was. But that doesn't account for any improvements or the lighting or the parking lot.
Well, I was going to say, there's another building.
Yeah, I upped it 1,000 square feet. So let me go back to his.
No, how much square footage are the buildings besides the...
They're relatively small, like 100 and 200 square feet. For
the service station is 168, but the store office building with, I guess it's got a liquor store in it.
3,800. Right, so 3,800. Plus 168 plus 16,434. Equals times, what is it, 28.57, whoops, let's see with that. Now that does not include the parking lot or the lights or any of that.
Parking lot land, what value did you give on the parking lot land? Did you have that separated parking lot land?
Yeah, I can tell you, hang on a second.
We're just trying to run some numbers here, see where we get, okay?
Yeah, you're fine. I had what we sold the church roughly around 31,000, and I also have a survey on that too.
31,000.
31,000. 31. Yeah, 31,000 square feet, and that's kind of rough.
The land is at 101,060 on the appraisal, and you can look at this too, Jerry. If you just push the button for the property record card. It tells you how much we valued each thing at.
Okay.
She had the church, or what they, their sketch, the assessor had at the church at about 29,000, I think, square feet.
$28.57.
No, but I'm talking about the total square footage. He thought it was 31, but that may include.
Well, yeah.
That might include, mm-hmm. Sidewalks.
That's total what we sold them.
Gotcha.
Rough. 31,000 square feet.
Gotcha. So if you take the land value,
which she has it 101,
and that you're coming around. It's coming out around
683.
Yeah, it's getting, the values were calculated, getting pretty close. I mean, there's a small decrease.
I'm just looking for, like I said, I know the taxes are going to increase, and I respect that, and I understand that. But when it's $250,000 in 1 year after going in front of the BOE last year, that's just, to me, that's excessive.
And here's kind of the rub that we've had with the past ones. I mean, John, and you didn't understand it with the other ones. We kind of, when people came in and talked to us during the COVID years, we gave a pretty good discount down from, what the values were when somebody came in front of us. And so that decrease, it seems like a huge jump now that we're going back from those, what we had on the COVID. And so some people are saying, yes, that's a huge increase, but we're just trying to put people back to, I guess, either pre or post COVID times, I guess, is what we're looking at.
Right.
And so I'm not, do you have a number that you were looking at there, Jerry?
Well, 683 is how it calculated out using the square footage.
Okay, if we take the land value that the assessor's given, which she knocked down to what's across the street, and we take the square footage of the other properties on or the other buildings and your building that you still own, then we're coming out slightly less. It's about 683. I mean, it's something, but that's really what we're coming out at, and that seems to be consistent with the other and what you sold the church for. The assessor wants to say something.
If you get an appraisal, I'd be happy to look at that. But again, we're not presenting anything here that I have in my hand to use in the future. It's all speculation.
Well, and what she's...
I'm not going to be able to afford an appraisal after I pay the tax.
And we understand it. And the other option that we sometimes tell people, too, that we can consider is a broker price opinion. So there are some other avenues, and we're on the last day of BOE here, so it's going to be kind of hard to do that now. But I think we're just talking about for future purposes. Those are helpful.
Okay. Well, that's the best we can do.
Do you have a motion?
I'll go along with you guys if that's your guys' decision.
All right, I understand, and I think given, like I said, that last one we kind of call it the COVID discount. The last time we were here. And then also, we've run the numbers, and we're trying to be consistent with the sale price that you had for the church. The land is valued at what was across the street, so that's been reduced. And so I think we're trying to be as consistent as we can, but that still comes out to 683.
She has her
hand up. Okay.
Did you have something?
Well.
So just so you know, not that I'm picking on you, but in 2025, when we do the land values, you will definitely go up.
Okay.
And so that's where we're going to be at. So we will be back here again.
Well, that's
he needs to be ready on his buildings.
Right. That's going to be, but that's not just for him.
No, it's a whole community.
Okay. I mean, that's everybody. Anyway, what we're saying is that
I guess I'll wait for another pandemic.
Yeah. I hope we don't have one of those. All right. Well, I hope you know we're doing the best we can up here at the Citizen Board, but I appreciate
I appreciate you and everyone else on the board. I do appreciate you guys and what you guys do. I just thank you.
All right. Do you have a motion on BOE 367?
Yes, motion to adjust the appraised value to $683,000.
Okay. There's a motion. I'll make a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, you'll get a decision letter out on that, John, within the next couple of days. And, of course, if you feel like that you can present evidence, whether that's a broker price opinion or something else, you can always go to the State Tax Commission if you wish. But anyway, you'll get that decision, and we appreciate you taking this up early.
All right, Dave. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
All right. We've got BOE 3? Did we make a decision on BOE 312 on Bees Knees? We haven't yet,
right? We did not.
We'd have to call them back.
Yes, that's the two parcels of land by Connell.
And so the land across the street, all the commercial land, is 350 a square foot, where the Vet is, where Kohl's is, where Best Buy, all that's 350 a square foot. And so...
Which
they're
all
in that same deal.
Right, which all of that's already been developed.
Yeah, I was going to say that's developed land, isn't
yeah.
it? I mean, is that...
Right. So make your decision.
Okay, but what are you doing right now? What do you, for consistency purposes, have you hit this area? Is the property down next to it significantly different? The one that he owns over?
Because the one next to it was kind of considered... could be residential, could be anything, but anybody who buys that parcel or uses that parcel is going to put a commercial venture on it. So, again, I just have to make it highest and best and value it.
Okay, because you're talking about something that's, well, the other one's got, both of them are really accessed by Bee Creek, though. The other one's on an exit ramp, isn't it?
They can both be accessed by the road that goes to Connell Insurance, whether you turn right or turn
both
left.
But isn't the one down below, isn't it, more of a ravine?
I think so.
I think it is. The one that's valued
less. That belongs
less.
To the highway.
But they're both got access to Bee Creek. The other one's just on the exit ramp, I think.
Right. So as I'm going around and we did the stuff that was right there at, like I said, Kohl's, because we had other stuff coming
So you
up
just did
them.
The stuff next
so
to the highway.
So we did everything that was on the highway. with highway access or
so
right
you just
there
haven't
at,